This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19, the origins, unknown. Wuhan, the city in China first associated with COVID-19, is said not to be the source. That is repeated again and again by distinguished institutions. The source, however, has never been found nor named. Something about bats or in between vertebrates who brought this infection, this virus, to Wuhan. That's the story so far. Very incomplete. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang is with me, and we're very pleased to be joined by Sean Lin, former lab director at the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Sean, a very good evening to you. There's been remarks by a significant professional involved in the early days of the pandemic, Dr. Deborah Birx, who served her president and the nation in those hectic, early panicky days of 2020 into 2021. This from the Daily Mail most recently. Former President Donald Trump's advisor believes COVID-19 could have leaked from a Wuhan lab. Dr. Birx goes on to say that the coronavirus, quote, came out of the box ready to infect. She also said that the COVID, quote, was already more infectious than flu when it first arrived. She also said, according to the Daily Mail, that this was either an abnormal thing of nature or the Chinese scientists, quote, were working on coronavirus vaccines and they became infected. She then passed on this wisdom. It happens. Labs aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. We make mistakes, and there can be contamination. You have helped us these years, Sean, look at the lack of clarity about the origins. Do Dr. Birx's remarks help you in some fashion to understand what we're still searching for, the beginning? Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening, John Gordon. Yes, I think Dr. Birx's comments regarding about the origin of the virus definitely provide an important observation regarding the unique features for this virus. And also, from the genetic sequence of the virus, definitely there are many virologists we question about genetic modification have done to this genome, especially the furin cleavage site, how important these cleavage site in enhancing the virus fusion geneticities, as well as enhance pathogenicity of the virus, and also help the virus transmit faster. So the important features in the genome sequence in the SARS-CoV-2 virus have raised a lot of doubt. And also, there is no animal reservoir have been identified so far. In almost 3 years now, we still have no idea is there any animal reservoir serve as a very important host reservoir to host a provirus for the SARS-CoV-2. So definitely, the lab leak series is a viable series that definitely need a lot more investigation. And many mainstream media totally deny this opportunity. Even some scientific journal in early 2020 published article to deny this possibility. I think definitely this is not a fair situation. This possibility definitely warrants a lot of serious investigation.
Let me understand you in summary. Dr. Birx does not have, at this point, evidence or clarity about where it came from. But she does remark about her doubts. These doubts do not seem to be fresh. They've had the doubts for some time. Doubts are normal in scientific inquiry. Are these doubts something you've had for some time, Sean, and your colleagues when you talked about the COVID?
Yes, I think these doubts we have it from the very beginning for a long time. And so that's why we were actually stunned when the Nature magazine published an article from Anderson's group in Scripps Institute talk about the origin, its natural origin from bat. We were really surprised that he did not even discuss about the potential of lead leak and not even mention about potential bioengineering process. And so we definitely think that Dr. Burke's comments make a lot of sense, and that's from the epidemiology perspective about the virus.
Gordon, you have a question for Sean.
Sean, the comment that Dr. Burks made that has obtained a lot of publicity and attention is her comment that this SARS-CoV-2 came out of the box and was ready to infect humans from the get-go. This reminds me of the research of Alina Chan of the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, who said that she was surprised that SARS-CoV-2 looks like it had been gone through a series of transmissions in a lab. And the scientific community reacted in horror to her findings, but was never able to rebut them. To the best of your knowledge, has anybody in the scientific community been able to come up with an explanation why SARS-CoV-2 was so transmissible from the get-go?
Definitely, nobody was able to to answer these questions, you know, for more than 3 years of investigation on this virus. So I read Dr. Chen's article before. Yeah, I think her observation make a lot of sense, and it's very important to see there's a gap of knowledge in here, and also the virus definitely has genetic features look like it has been passing in the human cell lines or in certain humanized animal models. And so actually I recently heard a whistleblower's audio files. They talk about, this is actually a friend of a virologist in Wuhan Institute of Virology. That virologist's name is called Shan Chao, and he was a graduate student in University of Texas medical branch under Professor Shi Peiyong. And he was actually telling his friend in China that that he actually involved in engineering a bat coronavirus that's provided from Nanjing PLA, People Liberation Army's medical branch research unit in Nanjing. They provide a certain bat coronavirus strain to Shan Chao. And Shan Chao did some animal testing on that virus. And later on, when the COVID-19 outbreak happened, you realize the virus that being collected clinically has some genetic features, look like something that you have previously testing before on the virus. So I would definitely believe in the Wuhan Institute of Virology are doing gain-of-function study, genetic engineering on the bat coronavirus. So we just don't have final evidence that the SARS-CoV-2 finally released in the world was not from the lab. We just don't have any evidence, direct evidence that, but there are many indirect evidence raised a lot of question on whether there was a lab leak or there was a lab engineering of the coronavirus.
I want to read from Dr. Burks's statement and ask your comment on it, Sean. Mm-hmm. In the book, she writes, I expose the true cost of mistakes that were made at all levels of the federal government. But I also clarify the things that went right, yet remained largely unseen, the insights and innovations that saved American lives in this pandemic and are essential to preparing for the next. Preparing for the next. Can we, you're a skilled investigator. That was your job. That is your job all the time. Viral disease branch. You're facing the unknown. Preparing for the next requires us to have clarity about the origin of this pandemic, is my thinking. The only analogy I have is you didn't really understand wars, like, say, the war in the Pacific many decades ago, until you got to the origin of that war, where the thinking was that led to the attack on Pearl Harbor that triggered the war. If we don't have mm-hmm. the origin, are we ready for the next pandemic, Sean?
Yeah, from this perspective, we are in a very bad situation because we don't know how the virus started. We don't know how the origin of the war started. If this is an unrestricted warfare, we had no idea when did they start planning the war and what will be the next strategies. And so we only know right now China is in a very aggressive situation to build more P3 people lab in China in many provinces. And also they are still aggressively, even still nowadays, doing gain-of-function studies. I saw a recent publication from Wuhan Institute of Virology, Institute of Virology by Dr. Shi Zhengli herself. Her lab is still doing cell passage for SARS-CoV-2 virus. So even with the current COVID-19 virus, the SARS-CoV-2, they can still further do additional cell passage or animal passage to get different variants of this virus, whether they have better transmissibility or better pathogenicities. They can still do this testing. And this is actually part of the study was still published. So that's why I think we're still in a very dangerous situation. And we know the People's Liberation Army is very aggressively in setting the bioweapon programs as one of the priorities as a military strategy. So we don't know how much they are involved in the Wuhan Institute of Virology as well in other dangerous pathogen studies in China. That's why we have no idea when the next war might come.
Sean Lin is the former lab director of the viral disease branch of the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.